Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I got Mark Gurley jumping online with me in just a couple of minutes. We're going to zoom him in so you can see Mark for yourself. And with that said, friends, he just wrote a brand new book that history teaches that one person can make a difference. Now, I want to put that up against in teeing this up for Mark and myself concerning the next three segments that I just received this yesterday. And I want you to listen carefully because I hear this all the time, especially coming from them that profess to be Christians. And it sickens me to the core. And it's a lack of Christianity, friends, just for the record. Hello, Bradley. It tells me, he says, protesters have little to no effect in the big picture. The forces of evil are designed to bring in the flock. Isn't that interesting? Protesters have little to no effect in the big picture. Really. You know, and when I think about the ignorance that spewed forth out of this man's wicked heart of unbelief, he calls himself a believer that doesn't believe, right? The first thing I thought of was, what about Moses? And then I thought about, what about Joshua? And then I thought about King David, and I thought about Gideon. And then I began to think about Samson, and then the major prophets who are all alone. And then I thought about the minor prophets that were all alone. And then I thought about the apostles. Now, I'm putting this up against an email that I just received where I was told that protesters have little to no effect. Protestant has meaning, friends. Protestants. That is the church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Then I think of guys like the famous reformer back in the 1500s, Martin Luther. He was all by himself. And then I begin to think about Oliver Cromwell. He was all by himself. John Knox, that lone prophet of Scotland. And then I think of Charles Spurgeon, that apostolic man. Then of Jonathan Edwards, the great awakening preacher. Charles Finney, the list goes on. John Bunyan, William and Catherine Booth. I think of Thomas More. And then I also think of the Black Robe Regiment. So what I did is I responded to this ignorant individual that said protesters and protesting has very little to no effect in the big picture. I said to him, well, then why don't you tell your forefathers that? Because our forefathers left us the example of protesting in the face of tyranny. And they did it all by themselves. And then I begin to think of Abraham. Just to show you, friends, what happens when people, what is the course of destruction in front of people that don't know their history? Well, they're destroyed. Isn't that right? Hosea 4:6 tells us that. Well, these are the people that don't know what they're talking about. They've never experienced Christ. They talk much of him, but they know nothing of him. They have no testimony whatsoever, but they're there to impede the way and to shut the doors concerning those that are going on with the straight and the narrow found in Matthew 7. Again, we're talking about protesters have little to no effect in the big picture, okay? And what we're talking about right now, friends, is the fact that history teaches us that one person can make a difference. Is anybody taking the time to study and show themselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth? 2 Timothy 2:15. Yes, that's right. And when I study, I can't find what he's talking about. I find just the exact opposite. I think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who protested Nebuchadnezzar. And because they didn't bow, they didn't burn. And at the end of the day, it was the corrupt tyrant that did the bowing, and the people acknowledged the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But when I go over to Isaiah 51, verse 2, putting this in the light of Scripture once again, what does Scripture tell us? Look unto Abraham, you Christians. Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. So is it true when the Lord said that those that call unto me, I will answer and I'll show them great and mighty things? Did he say that to a majority or to the minority? Because we've heard from the likes of, again, going back to that Scotland prophet, that lone prophet of God, John Knox, who rightly said, a man with God is always in the majority. You better bet your bottom dollar he's always in the majority. Ask the Christ who died on Calvary for the sins of mankind. Was he all alone? Yes, he was. But his Father vindicated him and bore witness. And by the way, friends, we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. Going back to this, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, call to me and I will answer and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. And then I think of 2 Chronicles 16:9, where it tells us, friends, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. Okay? Okay, and then I think of the New Testament. I'm teeing this up for Mark early. Okay? When Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did, because I go unto my Father. What is it that Christians in America didn't hear when Jesus said that? Did that apply to somebody else? Are miracles the thing of the past? Is God answering prayers a thing of the past? Absolutely not. The Lord has not changed. Man has changed. And when I get emails like this, like protesters have very little to no effect in the big picture, I got to ask myself the question, how is it that we are still surviving as a country with so much unbelief in this country? Is it because of the few? You better bet your bottom dollar it's because of the few. The Lord does not prevail through a majority. As a matter of fact, he condemns it in so many different ways. Ask Gideon in Judges 6. And let's go back to what the Lord said, that no flesh should glory in his presence. And maybe that's why he chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And the Bible does say, friends, that we are called fools for Christ. And what does the Bible also say about the wise and the wisdom of this world? It's foolishness with God. Friends, we have to get back onto the terms that the Lord has commanded and bestowed upon us. Not on the terms of unbelief and those that call themselves believers but don't really believe, friends. Nope. History teaches us that one person can make a difference. And notice, we are here today because of just that. Friends, we have a future because of those that sacrifice themselves in giving us the time to do the right thing in the present. So what are you doing with that gift? Before I take this hard break, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back after this hard break. Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at sonsofliberty.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's sonsofliberty.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, chilly in Minnesota, 23 degrees. Oh, my goodness. That's why they call it Minnesota. You know, the only thing that we're missing here is the snow. What's the sense in, you know, having cold weather if we can't go out there and have a little fun in the snow, right? And I guess that's just the cards that we've been dealt today. Folks, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. By the way, social media platforms, go over to, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. On the right side of the page, you will find us there. And we're going to bring up Mark Gurley in just a second here. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to jump over on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. And I forgot to say that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12. The list goes on. You get the point. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up our friend Mark Gurley. Do we have you, Mark?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, we got Mark Gurley with us right now, friends. He just wrote a brand new book, and I'm going to go ahead and do my best because I've got so many little tabs pulled up right now, friends, that what I want to do is I want to show you the book cover that is now made available by Mark Gurley. It's on Amazon, and it is called One Person Can Make a Difference. Yes, that means you. And interestingly enough, it wasn't too long ago, friends, that I just wrote on the very topic that the history of nations pivoted, in many cases, friends, on one person. In other words, God does not need a majority to prevail. He's always used, and he's pleased to use the minority in doing so. So without further ado, Mark, you want to go ahead and give us a short introduction as to who you are to our viewers and our listeners. We're broadcasting into 154 cities, as well as 53 countries, and a lot of people probably at this point just don't know who you are.
Yeah, well, thanks, Bradley. I appreciate you having me on the show, and we love it when you come to Michigan, as you do often, to speak and kind of wake people up. My background is I'm a financial advisor by occupation, an ordained minister by advocation, and have been involved with all kinds of healing ministries and statewide ministries. I was one of the founders of the Michigan Heartbeat Coalition to try to end abortion once there's a detectable heartbeat. In fact, Janet Porter, the author of The Heartbeat Bill, is a good friend of mine and wrote the foreword to this book. Just reading the foreword's worth the print. I go around, I speak in a lot of places. I speak in churches, I speak in prayer meetings, I speak at political rallies, particularly in Lansing, the capital here in Michigan. And the two other guys, Rick and Corey, who started the Michigan Heartbeat Coalition with me, we're doing prayer calls every single night at 9 p.m. Eastern to try to turn our country around, get the stolen election back, deal with all these mandates that are coming out. And the reason I wrote the book was twofold. One, I needed to write something for a dissertation to get my doctorate, and a research paper didn't sound that much fun. So I wrote a book, but I wrote it based on the fact that most people ask me this one question everywhere I go. What can I do?
Yep.
Now, they're not asking what can I do like in a task. They're really asking what can I as one person really do in this big mess that we're in our country as we stray away from the Constitution and, more importantly, stray away from God and the Bible. And I've discovered that most people, particularly within the church, are paralyzed. I don't know if it's fear, if it's apathy or what, but they just are stuck, and they just need to know that they indeed can make a difference. So when I wrote the book, I wrote the introduction, and I wrote the last chapter of Revelations the same way the Bible's written. If you read the first two chapters of Genesis and the last two chapters of Revelation, you will get God's redemptive nature for all of mankind. So basically, you could pick up this book, read the intro, and read the last chapter, and have all the tools you need to do to make a difference.
Well, let me say this, Mark, just so people understand, because I'm out there doing all the time. I've been doing it for 23 years now. We haven't stopped, and I guess I'm not looking for something to do, but I always find myself looking for more to do, and I believe that is the very earmarks of a real call. You never feel like you're doing enough, and you could save the world over 15 different times, and you would still stand there and say, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? I don't feel like I'm doing enough. Matter of fact, Mark, I had a guy say to me one time, Bradley Dean, what do you think, you're the savior of the world? And I said, no, but I'm glad that you've seen him, because that's what we're called to do, is to go out and seek and save that which is lost in Matthew 4:19. Now, I met Mark Gurley on the Capitol in Michigan, and the only reason I have Mark here is because of the witness of the Holy Ghost that Mark has in his life. And without a shadow of a doubt, that is there, my friend. And the Bible's clear in 1 Corinthians 2:5 that we're to find our faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. And what I liked about you a lot, Mark, was the fact that you just took it upon yourself to respond. You went out there in front of 200, 300, 400, 500 people. I don't remember how many people were there that day. And you took it upon yourself to acknowledge the Christ, and the Holy Ghost came, and everybody knew it. And I was thinking to myself, where has this guy been? This is the kind of guy that is going to light it up. And the Bible's clear that we are called to be ministers of the flames of fire. That's what I seen in you. I'm not glorying in the flesh. I'm glorying in the fact that as I pray so many times, Mark, as King David prayed, Lord, I'm a companion of all them that fear you and of those that keep your precepts. That is very hard to find in the church today, is it not, Mark, through your experience?
Well, George Barna said that the American church, 6% of, quote, Christians have a biblical worldview. So it's just really hard to find people that understand the Bible, understand the voice of the Holy Spirit, and not only listen, but then obey and do that. And, I mean, that day I spoke at the Capitol and I met you. I wasn't on the docket to speak, but they called me up to do it. And you got to be ready in season and out of season.
Yeah, you were on the docket. You just didn't know it, man. You were on the docket. I'm glad, too, because maybe that was the whole reason. You know what? And it's not, I don't want to speculate here, but I see the Lord do this kind of stuff all the time. And it's interesting. Oftentimes you go to these events and you feel like you're going for a certain purpose. And then you get there and you find out that's not why you were there. You were there for somebody else, or there's some sort of other connection taking place. So anyways, with that said, I wanted people to know why you're here. And you have a powerful ministry, Mark. There's no doubt about that. And I'm glad to call you brother in arms when it comes to a fellow soldier, as Paul called us, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. Let's get over to your book, because I speak of this a lot. And I just kind of teed it up for you during the intro, during the first segment here for you. And, you know, I hear all the time, Mark, you know, I can't do it. There's no reason to do it. It's over. It's always gloom and doom. And this coming from professed Christians. And again, I'm not here to pound on those that don't believe or that they're weak. But I am here to say that, listen, if you don't believe, don't call yourself a believer. And I've noticed that throughout history, and I named them during the first segment, I named them. In particular, throughout the Bible and then throughout the history of the world, and just the tip of the iceberg as to the ones that were used, and I'm talking about singular, as one that God used to change countries. What say you to what you're seeing in this country when people gloom and doom what it is that you see? Because we're all in this together one way or another. But the fact of the matter is many people look at this as a crisis, which we are in, but they look at it as danger, whereas I look at it as an opportunity. What say you?
Well, crisis in the Chinese language, and much of the crisis in our nation right now is caused by the Chinese, is really means opportunity. And I look at the first great awakening that took place before our nation was formed, the second great awakening that awakened people and really led us to the end of slavery and the Civil War, and now we're coming into this third great awakening. And you're not going to have an awakening if everybody's already awake. And you're not going to shine brightly like the light and the salt that we're supposed to be if it's not already dark. So the darker it looks, the brighter we are. We're like LEDs. I have a car that has a laser headlight. It can shoot 800 yards. I mean, I've never seen that far ahead of me driving. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. We are coming into a phase in the time in America where believers, not unbelieving believers, but believers in Christ will actually be able to light things up in such a way that many will come to the Lord, but not just come to the Lord. One of the things I wrote about in my book was discipling. Discipling is one of the key ways to make a difference. You can impact somebody else's life, and it's not about just getting them saved and then now they're like going to heaven. We need to get them filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to get them activated. We need to get them grounded in the Word of God, and that takes discipling, and everybody can do that.
Amen. Here we are. You know, the fact of the matter is how many times I've been told that I can't do something, and yet again I look at the history of the church, and it seemed like the Lord picked those guys that didn't know that they couldn't get the job done to get it done. And I guess that's what we're talking about here right now, is those that actually believe. Folks, we're talking to Mark Gurley right now. Just wrote a brand new book. It's available on Amazon. I'm going to let Mark tell you a little bit more about his book in just a moment here, friends. But this is important information, especially for all of those that are so hopeless in these times. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has extended the pause on student loan payments another 90 days to May 1st. The pause had been scheduled to expire at the end of January, and what the administration had said was the last extension it was going to offer. But the rise of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 led some Democratic lawmakers to ask for another extension. During her daily press briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is addressing reports from the Secret Service that nearly $100 billion was stolen from COVID-19 relief programs.
What happened is there was just an adding up of two old IG reports of well-known challenges at small business loans and states getting UI payments in 2020.
The Secret Service getting back over $2.3 billion of the stolen funds. USA Radio News. The 2022 midterm elections are less than a year away, with both parties vying for control of Congress. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel explains what makes her so confident that Republicans will control the House and Senate on Fox News.
The energy behind the Republican Party to take back the House and the Senate as they are watching the disaster of the Biden presidency with inflation, with supply chain issues, with energy issues, with our gas prices. They know that it's time to reelect Republicans.
At least 23 Democrats and more than a dozen Republicans have announced they won't seek reelection. President Biden has signed a bill giving the Capitol Police Chief a little more authority. The measure allows the chief to directly request help from federal law enforcement agencies and the D.C. National Guard during emergencies. Previously, the police chief had to run requests for emergency assistance through the Capitol Police Board. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Broadcasting live into 154 cities as well as 53 countries worldwide. We're talking to Mark Gurley right now, and he just wrote a book called One Person Can Make a Difference. Now, I want to reiterate the point that Mark wouldn't be here had not I seen and partook of Mark's anointing. And I'm telling you what, friends, he can bring it, and he's bringing it. And I just talked to him last week, as a matter of fact, or was it the week before that? And I was talking to Mark about, you know, some of the stuff that we're going to be doing out in Michigan and how I want to make the most out of it, because we got about 11 invitations, so we want to kind of break that down into 5 events rather than to 11. And he's just kind of the go-to guy, one of them there in Michigan. And honestly, guys, he's the real deal. And I just appreciate Mark. And I'm really glad that you are doing what you're doing, Mark. I'm glad you wrote the book. People are asking right now online, what's the name of the book? It's One Person Can Make a Difference. Yes, that means you. Again, it's by Dr. Mark Gurley. It's on Amazon. One Person Can Make a Difference. Now, one of the things that it says over here, Mark, is that it talks about Gurley narrates moving stories from his life and the lives of others that frame the sometimes exclusive or elusive, concepts of impact and influence as attainable, and realistic. Can you give us a couple examples exactly as to what you're speaking of in your book here?
Yeah, I mean, every chapter is pretty much a summation of that. The first chapter goes back into history. Dr. Phineas Gurley, who is my great-great-grandfather, when he was 20 years of age, became the president of the anti-slavery movement in Union College in Schenectady, New York. because he wanted to see slavery end because of the abomination it was. It was a civil rights issue of his day, just like abortion is a civil rights issue of our day. And he had no idea that through all the different callings and the pastors that he would have, that he'd end up at the New York Avenue Presbyterian Church in D.C. and ended up becoming Abraham Lincoln, President Abraham Lincoln's pastor. And the two of them prayed together daily. In fact, he's credited for leading Lincoln to Christ. But it was through their prayer and their relationship, Lincoln would tap him for cabinet appointments so that they would get good, godly people in office. But through this, the two of them sat down, used Scripture, and drafted the Emancipation Proclamation. Hmm. And so there's an example of one person fighting slavery all of his life, ended up, God placed him next to the man who could end it. That was President Lincoln. And together they drafted that and changed the course of history for our nation. And I think we all have the ability to change the course of our nation through whatever God lays on our heart to do.
Well, you have a lot of people listening right now. As a matter of fact, on this feed alone, you're probably going to have 50 to 60,000 people on it. What would you say to those 50, 60,000 people that are, again, in the same times that we're in, Mark, but they look at it differently? They look at it as, you know, throw your hands up in the air and cry out and say there's nothing we can do about it. How would you counter that?
Well, I always kind of joke, you know, it's not over to the fat lady thing. And right now, we are in the greatest time of America where we have the ability to rise up and recover not only the biblical mandate and the fact that our country is the first country in world history that was dedicated to God. People say, well, what about Israel? Well, Israel was chosen by God, but we're the first country that was dedicated to God. And if you look at God's redemptive nature and his reconciliation nature, he is not going to drop us and let us go, you know, hog wild into communism or Marxism. I was listening to my friend Rick Joyner the other night on one of our prayer calls, and he said that all throughout history, the people that opposed tyranny every single time, going back all the way 2,000 years, were always the believers in Christ. And so now is the time for the church to arise and to really confront the darkness. And in that, people are looking, even a lot of Christians, unfortunately, are looking for that encouragement and the courage that's going to be okay. And they have to look at believers because we have the joy. It doesn't matter what's going on. We know that we're called for such a time as this. And I think whether it's parenting where you're making a difference, whether it's discipling where you're making a difference, where it's just reaching out across the aisle, so to speak, in the political world, or whether it's reaching to the down and out or the up and out. I've been called to reach the up and out and the down and out. I mean, I'm a financial advisor. I got wealthy clients. I'm reaching people of great wealth, but then I'm also reaching people that are down and out. Why shouldn't everybody be able to do that? Well, the reason that we aren't doing it is because we don't think we can. And I'm here to borrow a term from Nancy Pelosi. Yes, we can.
Yeah, yeah. It reminds me of Hudson Taylor, if you remember, right? Hudson Taylor said every move of God is first impossible. Then he said it's difficult, and then it's done. What people want is they want the crown, but they don't want the cross, Mark. I mean, let's call it for what it is, and we see this throughout the American church. And I've been to the top. As a matter of fact, I preached over at Rick's church. I'm sorry, not his church, but his college there in one of the Carolinas. Is that South Carolina, by the way? South Carolina. And we also did the high school over there as well, right across the street from there. But with that said, I see that the higher you go, the more I seem to understand as to why we are in the position that we're in today. I see so much diplomacy. I see so much compromise, and we know what compromise is, Mark. Compromise is where two men get together and they both agree on what they know is wrong. And we hold to man's commandments rather than God's commandments. And it, to me, it's very bothersome. And I'm not saying all of them. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying what I've seen going to the top, I understand why we are in the direction or going the direction that we're going in right now. I wanted to give this to you, and then I'm going to ask you your take on it, Mark. What's interesting is I spent some time with D. James Kennedy before he passed away. And unbeknownst to me, I had 30 minutes with him. We flew in from Minneapolis to Florida to go to Coral Ridge. And I was, to be honest, I just got into ministry during that particular time. I was a little nervous because I knew that, you know, and I'm not starstruck, but I was a little nervous because I know how much that man was in demand. And what's interesting is I went out there, we did the filming, about 15 minutes, I cut it in half. On the way out, he wouldn't leave me alone. It was a huge blessing. And he asked me, he said, Bradley, one of the first things he asked me, here's this guy, 6'5", tattoos, long hair down to his backside, right? I thought he was going to be offended at me, or I didn't know how he was going to respond to me, honestly. And he came out there, and he said, Bradley, who's your favorite preacher? I said, well, he's not here no more, but he's here. His gifts are still bearing witness. I said, Charles Spurgeon. I said, I read a commentary by him every day. I think I've read every one of his commentaries, and he holds to the word, and that man was really connected. And D. James Kennedy looks over at me, and he says, you know what? That's my favorite preacher, too, the Prince of Preachers. And now, so to cut to the chase, he said this to me, and I want everybody to hear this, because we're talking about Protestants, I am, and we're talking about history teaches that one person can make a difference, Mark is. And D. James Kennedy looked at me and he said, Bradley, you know, he goes, some time ago I had a world leadership meeting at my church at Coral Ridge. And he said, my church during that particular time was being protested by men that wanted to marry men and women that wanted to marry women, which has never been in the history of mankind. And he said he had someone come up to him and ask him the question, so, Dr. Kennedy, why is it that your church is being protested? Dr. Kennedy, 71 years old, looked at him and said, you mean your church isn't being protested? It was a huge loss for the American church when he died, but I felt that there was a baton being handed off to this young guy over here to do the same things that me and you are doing right now, Mark. Because as you said earlier, the Lord has not forsaken us. I heard a preacher once say this. He said, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. What say you?
No, I totally agree. And, you know, my name, Mark Lewis, my middle name's Lewis. Mark Lewis means mighty warrior victorious. So I don't think my parents realized that when they were naming me that, because my father's name is Lewis, and they like the gospel, so my brother's name's Matt, you know, that kind of thing. But when I discovered that it means mighty warrior victorious, I was like, well, that's exactly not only how I'm wired in my personality, but it's the exact way we're supposed to approach life. And really advance the kingdom of God. And if you look at Jesus, he didn't do the compromise thing. He was like, you brood of vipers, or you whitewashed tombs. And Peter and Paul and other apostles, mm-hmm. I mean, they were doing much the same. Now, you don't need to come out and offend people in order to, you know, quote, be godly. But I will tell you this, if you are preaching the true gospel, the gospel of the kingdom, not the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom that Jesus preached, you will offend people.
That's right.
And you just said you
want to
do
that. Oh, it's true. And why? Because men love darkness rather than the light. Matter of fact, it was A.W. Yep. Tozer that said something very similar to that. I want to throw some scriptures at you. And again, I know that this is going to be fair play on both sides because it seems that we're on the same page here, Mark, in so many different ways. When I think of the faith chapter, and I think about, and again, what I'm trying to do is encourage people to get into the scriptures, to get, you know, to the point where that they're hooked up by the Holy Ghost, because we know in Acts 5:32 that the Holy Ghost was given unto those that obey him, right? And I'm not doing what I'm doing to get saved. I'm doing what I'm doing because I am saved by grace through faith and that not of myself. But when I think about Hebrews 11:33, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. I can stop right there, but I'm going to go on. Women received their dead raised to life again. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. And again, I could stop right there and just say, How does this, when I read scripture, how does this jive with what we see in the church today? And I know that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. In saying that, this comes to my aid. I think of John Wesley, who said he used to light himself on fire every morning so the world could come watch him burn. And that's exactly what we're called to do. And scripture tells us that's exactly what we're supposed to do. I think that the best way to lead is to follow the Christ and to go out there and set the example by doing rather than talking about what needs to be done. Just get out there and do it. Again, obviously, we're talking about your book here. And obviously, your book is set to encourage believers, exhort believers, admonish believers to get out there and take God at his word.
Exactly. I mean, people used to ask me when I was running the healing rooms of Grand Rapids back in the
Hold that right quick, Mark. I'm going to pull you right back up. We got one more segment. Can I hold you over for one more? Okay, we'll do one more segment with Mark Gurley here, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, talking to Mark Gurley. One person can make a difference. It's available on Amazon. Check it out. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and join us on social media platforms on the right side of that page. By the way, Bradley's schedule's up there as well. Check out my schedule. We're going to be in Michigan in January. Looks like we're going in February to Des Moines area in Iowa. Maybe going to Missouri. Not sure about that one. Just talked about that today, as well as Kansas City. And then we are going to be in Wisconsin right before Michigan, as this comes back to my remembrance. And then it looks like we may be going back down to California or over to California. So we'll see how things transpire as we roll forward. But check out Bradley's schedule. Again, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Now, I want to say this really quick, and I'm going to tee it up for you again here, Mark. Speaking with Mark Gurley, just wrote a book, friends, One Person Can Make a Difference. Yes, that means you. Not independent of you, but you. And what I want you to hear is the fact that when I think of our forefathers who made an appeal to the Supreme Judge of the world, this is all found in the Declaration of Independence, in establishing the nation in which we live, right, where were their appeals directed towards? It was directed towards the Lord, the supreme judge of the world. The flags that were flying were appeal to heaven, no king but King Jesus, right? And you can put that up against 1 Timothy 2:5. Now, did they make excuses for what they left off? Not at all. They proved the God of Israel by standing with him and proving him, because the Lord told us to prove him. And they responded. And look how the Lord, you know, it's been said, it was John Quincy Adams that rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. Has the Lord ever, and Mark, I'm going to lay this to your candor. Can you find in Scripture from Genesis to the book of Revelation where the Lord ever one time failed a faithful man or a faithful woman of God? Can you find it?
No, and even more than that, because I've done a lot of healing ministry, one of the chapters in the book is when I was the director of the healing rooms of Grand Rapids. If you look, every person who came to Jesus for healing received it. He didn't ever turn one person away for healing. Now, people in Israel maybe not have been healed at the time, but they weren't seeking Jesus. And, you know, before the break, you're kind of asking a question. When I look at one of the things that people ask me during those days in the healing ministry, they would say, well, are you doing this to earn God's love? And I said, no. I'm doing this because I am loved by God. It's something you had made mention of, too. And once you start getting your heart correct, so your alignment is you're not doing it for God to try to, you know, get your get-out-of-hell-free card, but you're rather doing it for him, and he's coming through you so that Jesus gets what he paid for. That's one of my favorite lines is, we heal the sick, and Jesus gets what he paid for. I wrote this book so Jesus gets what he paid for. I prophesy, I encourage, so that people will step out and do what God's called them to do, not for their benefit, but so that Jesus gets what he paid for.
Well, what do I say to that? I mean, it's in the natural. I talk about...
Amen?
I am, and if I was in a black church right now, Mark, they'd all be shouting me down, saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Exactly. You know, so again, and that's a really cool... A really cool way to put it, and the first thing I thought of was Revelation 1:5, unto him who loved us and washed us in his own blood from our sins. And you know what? I mean, we can have some serious church right now because the Holy Ghost is hovering right now, and I want him to always have his way on the show. But with that said, Mark, you know, what do I say to that other than the fact that we live unto him who died for us out of gratitude? And what did Spurgeon say? Gratitude is the mother of holiness. And where does the Lord live? In holiness. Be holy as I am holy. And the fact of the matter is, I want to be found in his presence. And I could really care less outside of anything outside of that circle. Just like King David continuously talked about that. I care more about his presence than I care about anything else. And I always strive to seek the face of God because he told us to do that. Okay, so let's do this. I'm going to give you, I've got 6 minutes left on this segment. I want to give you a free hand to go from the beginning to the end of your book and just kind of summarize what it is, if you can, within 8 minutes. And then at the end of this, Mark, I need to drive people to your website as I will drive them over to Amazon to get this brand new book of yours. So it's all yours, my friend.
Okay. Well, first off, since I'm a business guy, my website is in the financial advisory world, and everything that I do as a niche market is I help executives and executive benefits and corporations, you know, increase earnings. In fact, the main part of my website's got the same line as my book, and it says increase earnings and maximize philanthropy. I'm trying to encourage corporations to not only be good stewards of the resource they have, but also good stewards of the communities in which they live. I got a picture of my book there, but you can't order it there. You can order it on Amazon or see me when I'm speaking anywhere, and you know, you get a signed copy. But when I wrote the book, I was really looking at how can I inspire people to say, hey, they did it, so I can do it. Or, and as I was joking, I said, look, if God can use a guy that sells life insurance, he can certainly use you. I mean, come on. I mean, life insurance agents, we got to be somewhere between used car salesmen and attorneys, you know, in the pecking order of the trustworthiness. And so if God can use me, he can certainly use you. And so I kind of broke the book into a few categories. One is lasting legacies. I already mentioned the ending of slavery. I mentioned parenting. If you're not parenting with an eye of raising your children in the path that they should go so they will not soon depart from it, you're already missing the mark, and basically that's what sin is, missing the mark of how it could be. It's not doing bad things as much as it is just missing the mark of how it could be. And so parenting is one of the, for people who say, well, I'm just too busy, I got kids at home, I can't go make an impact on the world. Yeah, you can, right in your own home, and those children will make an impact in the world. I talked a little bit about Young Life when I was in high school. There wasn't any Young Life or youth outreach in my public high school, my government school, and so my parents and I started one. And so we were all making a difference, you know, even at a young age. My parents got involved. I talked about fashioning faith. If you can fashion your faith to model the faith that you see in the scriptures with Christ and in Christ, you can change the world. I talk about my spiritual mother. I was very fortunate. My spiritual mother is a black woman. I used to refer to her because I was also friends with the late Bob Jones. I used to say to her, I said, you're kind of like a black female Bob Jones. You have a word of knowledge gift that is just spooky, scary. But she took all kinds of time to help me not only understand the scripture, but understand black culture and inner city culture because I was a white suburban kid. Mm-hmm. And so I talk about how everything is so bent out of shape with CRT today. And yet you just need to get back to relationship. If you have a relationship, Bradley, you and I have a relationship. If you have a relationship with your spouse, if you have a relationship with Christ, relationship will change everything. I talk about the importance of an author. I mean, when I think about the people who have had the most impact in me, on me, just like you'd mentioned, you read all of Charles Spurgeon's writings, Rick Joyner was that for me. Now he's a friend, but at the time, he was just another preacher that I was listening to and reading his stuff, and it transformed my heart to realize that we can all prophesy. I mean, it says, pursue God, eagerly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy in 1 Corinthians 14.
Yeah.
So especially that. Well, why is prophecy such a big deal? It's because it brings edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. Or, as I like to say, build up, lift up, cheer up. Who doesn't like to be encouraged? And in this day and age, Bradley, if you and I compliment a woman who is wearing a nice dress, the thing that's running around in the back of our mind is, are we going to be accused of sexual harassment or some of these other things because there's so much nonsense? And yet people are starved for just being communicated with and encouraged and complimented, and those are just things you can do. I talk about the watch of the Lord when we're doing all that prayer watches. I talk about Transformation Michigan. I think you may have met Rick Wurzweck. This one man literally united all 83 counties in Michigan, all the houses of prayer together so they're on one data feed, and now that we've got these prayer calls going every single night, there's newsletters going out, and it's united the entire state under prayer. I mean, it's just some incredible things that people have done. So some of the stories are my own life. Some are historical figures. Some are people that I know. But everybody can make a difference, and I just want to encourage people that in this hour that we're in, it's not an option. We have to make a difference. Otherwise, we will lose our country.
That's right.
But I am absolutely believing that we are not losing our country, that God is awakening the church, and the awakening is actually starting through the family. If we get the family, because has the church said anything about all this nonsense in the schools and the masking up and the pedophilia books? No.
Yep.
The parents are saying, not with my kids. And so as the parents and the families rise up, it'll give courage to the church, it'll give courage to the media mountain, the business mountain, all the other...
Hey, just for the record, I do want to say I did stand up and do it because I didn't know that I couldn't do it. And we've done about 364 public high schools, and we took it. Yep. And we set lawful precedents, and I understand you have done the same thing. So you mean what you say, and I praise God for that because the Lord is known by the judgments that he executes in Psalm chapter 9. One person can make a difference. Yes, that means you. It's on Amazon. I just put the link down on Rumble for now. There's several other outlets that you're going to be posting on as well. What's your email, Mark, one more time?
Best email for me is my business email, mark@giftcoley.com, GIFTCOLI.com. Gift Coley is corporate owned life insurance. It's a way to give.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.